email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
For your information, if you were to walk from Killybegs in County Donegal to Killarney in County Kerry, according to Google Maps, it would take you 87 hours. 87 hours. And we forgot to give that out with the excitement of Anna saying 3 hours and 50 minutes. Now, the post-Christmas clear out has left the house looking a bit bleak, a bit bare. Yeah, when you take down the Christmas decorations. We see all the little jobs that need to be done. So out comes the to-do list for the home edit. Our gaff goddess, queen of DIY, Laura De Barra, joins us now from BBC London to get us prepped for staying in and making the most of our homes. Good afternoon and happy new year, Laura De Barra.
Hi, happy new year. You have me starving hearing about vol-au-vents, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
I love them.
Old school. Vol-au-vents and chips and then some Black Forest Gatto for dessert, please. Thank you.
Bring it back.
Yes, with a good dollop of fresh cream on the side. Thank you very much.
Stunning.
Yeah. Okay. Now it's actually nice here, but it's cold. And we had a cold snap last week. I don't know what it was like in London.
Cold and it's just raining loads here.
Okay. Will you talk us through making our heating work more efficiently for us?
Of course. I think something that people forget when we're in this time of the year where we're in full flow of the cold weather. TRVs, which a lot of homes will have, thermostatic radiator valves, they're the little dials that are on the side of the radiator. Mm-hmm. The biggest mistake I see people do with this is that they think that the numbers have to do with getting it hotter quicker, or they're not aware of what each number stands for. So an example, like it can vary very slightly, but like 1 is 10 degrees, 2 is 15, 3 is 20, 4 is 25, 5 is 30. You rarely need your radiator on at 30 or even 25. And sometimes it's freezing. You get in, you crank up the dial, you put it on 30 and you forget to bring it back down. You don't realise it's on 30. So that radiator will keep pumping out that heat until it reaches, because it's checking the temperature of the room the whole time. The TRV is like always like chatting to the room, being like, how hot are we? So she's going to keep on firing that up until it gets to that 30 degrees. So you want to make sure that you're keeping bedrooms, I usually say about 18, and living rooms about 20.
So what number is that?
So it depends on yours, but it's usually like 2 or 3 is what
I'd be keeping
it on.
2 or 3, is it? Right. Yeah. I didn't know this. Yeah. I didn't know this now.
No way. Honestly, she is like always looking in the room going, okay, how hot are we? And getting it to your desired.
She's very clever. Very clever.
She rules the roost. And then that's why people sometimes like hang something off the TRV or cover it or have furniture against it, let her breathe. And then in your hallways, like the frost button, we'll just put a little bit of heat through it. But I would usually keep them down low in rooms that I rarely use, not to the point where it's off. But the TRVs are there to help you set up your house so that there's heat going to the right rooms, and close the doors, or you're going to be affecting, you know, when your mother be shouting, shut all the doors. My mother will keep me now for mocking her like that. Oh my
God, you're born in a field or a barn or on the corner.
Yeah, just like the heat, letting the heat out. Well, actually, you're just letting your TRV think that it's a different temperature in the room.
And of course, if we've all our TRVs set to 5, when the bill comes in, it's going to be astronomical.
And people rarely turn it back down. And I actually put a thing in my phone. From now until you're going to be turning your heating, like not using it in the coming months, like in a few months, turn the temperature down every month, because we forget that we should be adjusting our heating system as the months get cooler.
Is there any place warmer in the house, Laura De Barra, where the TRV, the little thing at the side of the radiator, should be set to 5?
Well, is there anywhere you'd like to feel 30 degrees now? It does depend. If someone's sick or there is somebody that needs to have that temperature, then you need the 5. But a lot of people, it's freezing in here. They crank it up and they think it's going to get the room hotter quicker. It's actually just going to get to 30 degrees. Like, it's going to take longer.
Yes.
So set it. You're better off setting it to about a 20.
All right, that's all news to me. Thank you very much. Good luck now.
You're welcome. No, I'm joking. Runs home.
Yeah. So, of course, everybody, after Christmas, we're looking at our bank balances. So what can we do around the house that will improve our situation but won't cost us a lot of money?
Well, one of the first things that you can do, a lot of people tend to like cook a bit more in January and spend more time in their home. So there is something called, it's like the working triangle, basically. I have it in one of my books where it's mainly about appliances and making the best use of your kitchen. But people over time, especially after Christmas, when we've been shoving things we don't use all year, we just use for Christmas, into the cupboards to get them away after we've washed them up on Christmas Day, they tend to need a reset in their kitchen. So you want the next first quarter of the year to be the easiest year, part of your year. So setting up your kitchen for the tasks that you're going to be doing. So a lot of people, when I go in and do clients' homes, they have their cupboards for their cups across the kitchen from where their kettle is, set things into stations, and you'll be able to just work with ease, make sure that you're reducing time that you're spending, that you're reducing risk of spilling, accidents, etc. But it's a really good way, like, even if you just get everything delivered and you never cook, having everything you use for delivered food above and below you is ideal, and then heavy things on the bottom, light things on the top. I also find in January we tend to fill our fridges more than other times of the year, because we're not, you know, like, we're not out as much. Just remember that you need your fruit and veg in preferably two separate containers. Keep ethylene producers away from non-ethylene producers, and your food will last longer.
Okay, what are ethylene producers?
So, ethylene is basically it's nature's ripening agent. So, the easiest way to know is when you're in buying fruit and veg, you know, things that have holes in the packets.
Yes.
They produce a lot of ethylene. Uh-huh. Things with no holes are allergic to too much
ethylene. Give us an example. What produces ethylene?
Tomatoes and apples, right? They are letting off, it's like perfume, they're letting it off. Whereas lettuce is so fragile that when she gets ethylene all over her, she goes off quicker. Right. So if you find that, you know, that
Liz
some Truss.
Fruit, sorry.
Literally, right? So, like, what you basically want to do is separate your ethylene producers, and it'll make, or your over ethylene producers, it'll make your fruit and veg last longer. So keep apples and tomatoes, usually bright veg, away from green veg, and it'll make it last a lot longer. Right. A lot of times as well, people aren't storing their meat on the bottom one, dairy in the middle, and then you want your ready to eat at the top. Your food will last longer. And make sure that you keep milk on the door, for example. And I would also make sure the back drain in your fridge is completely clean. There is someone listening right now who has water under their crisper drawers every time they open the fridge, and it's because your drain is blocked and it's making your fridge overwork, costing you more money, and it could harm the fridge.
It's interesting what you say, because in the lead up to Christmas, we lose all our discipline around everything in the house, don't we? And we need to do a reset. You're right. And what about cleaning things that we wouldn't normally clean?
I would, like, things that we don't clean that can end up leading to repair are your coffee machine. You should be removable parts after every use, monthly clean, and a 6 to 12 monthly descale, your Nespressos, etc.
Yeah.
Your vacuum cleaner. A lot of people this time of year, pests are going to start coming in about Q2, right? Pest time. Moths are going to be around, mites, etc.
Q2.
So empty, I know, I'm always like, where are the pests, the Q2 visitors? So basically, you want to make sure you're cleaning your vacuum, especially this time of year after every single use. If you've animals, pets, or you've got old carpets and it's smelling, put a bit of bicarb into the drum if it's a cordless, you know, vacuum that doesn't need a bag, and it will basically take away the odours there. There's a lot of people who don't realise that their cooker hoods, there's two varieties. One puts the dirty air outside and one puts the dirty air back into your room. If you're in an apartment, especially in London here, most of us have recirculating hoods. So you have a grease filter first and then you have a carbon filter afterwards. So you need to make sure that you're cleaning both of those. Carbon filter, change it every 4 to 6 months. There's also things like dishwasher filters. If you've got little grit all over your glassware and your plates when you take out your dishes, you need to clean your dishwasher every week and you need to deep clean your dishwasher every month. But dishwashers, you shouldn't need to rinse your food off before you load it up, because a lot of dishwasher tablets that we spend a lot of money on, it's probably one of the most expensive things in a food shop, they need food on the plates to be activated because there's enzymes in there that are activated by the dirt. So
yeah,
you need
so
to leave some
food on the plates. I was
explaining
this to my daughter the other day. They literally need something to grip onto.
They need it. It's like you're setting them up on the best day of their lives. They need something on the plate. Otherwise, they have no one to cling to.
Yeah, and it doesn't work. So
no, and people will fight to the death for that, like this rinsing or not rinsing. Don't rinse. If you put it this way, you're throwing your dishwasher tablets, the money for it, down the drain if you're rinsing.
You heard it first here, or maybe not first, but it's a definitive from our gaff goddess. Don't rinse.
Don't rinse. Wait, save the water, save your time.
Yeah, Laura De Barra said it on the radio. Yes. Sofa as well, I suppose, over the Christmas. There'd be crisps and popcorn and peanuts and pieces of Christmas cake down the back of the sofa.
Yeah, and I think this is the time of year, like, your sofa gives a lot to you, give something back, clean her down, vacuum her. You've probably spent a lot of time. I know that I just, like, hammer the housewives this time of year. I'm watching hours every week. So I would vacuum, but before you spot, stain, remove or clean, make sure you find the label that says either WS, WS or X. This is so important. W means you can use water S means you can only use solvents. WS is both girls. And X means absolutely no liquid of any sort. That's when you start getting water stains. If you have a water stain on your sofa, you can actually use something like a window cleaner, which has this, it's all to do with like surface tension. And basically when you spray it onto the fabric, it will remove the water stain because it dries so quickly. But use that sparingly. Only use it if you have a watermark on your sofa. But a vacuuming will do her the world good. Bit of bicarb overnight onto the seats if you've got like dogs that sit on the sofa, and vacuum it off in the morning.
WS, WS and X. Look out That's for those and that'll tell you what you can do and what you can't do on your precious sofa. Laura De Barry, you're brilliant as always. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Yeah, thank mind you. Yourself. See you. Bye.
Offer a Vollivant. Bye.
See you. Bye. That's it from us, Cormac and Sarah on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday evening.
Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.